This is Module 17, today's Burden Energy. In the chapter Casting the Burden, Florence dives deeper into how to release the need to hold on to energy that holds us back. So just what is the burden and how do we cast it? Well, our burdens are all the energies that we hold on to, whether consciously or subconsciously, that are less than love. Burdens are energies of worry, anxiety, stress, overwhelm, and anger. Burdens are the energy of beliefs that we're not worthy, deserving, we're limited, or not good enough. Burdens are the energy of feelings of being abandoned, broken, and grief. Burdens are the energy of feeling helpless and powerless. And all this energy shows up as resistance we feel within our body that tells us that we're out of alignment with what we want to experience or create. Now, every day we experience things that are less than love, but these experiences are just that, just an experience. But when we hold on to the uncomfortable energy of an experience, that energy is a burden that blocks us from creating something better. And this energy blocks us because we don't know what to do with it. Unfortunately, we ignore this energy and just keep going. Because when we first started feeling this energy, we were children. So we really didn't know what to do with it. So we buried it in our subconscious pain locker. And then as adults, we've been burying the energy for years, so burying it has become our standard pattern of handling those feelings of uncomfortable resistance energy. And if you're a worrier, you subconsciously wear the worry as a badge of pain. For those who are actively practicing worrying, please understand that burdens are everything you worry about. Everything. Worry does not serve you. I've discussed before about how the physical world teaches us that we're not responsible adults unless we worry about everything, and how harmful worrying is. When my dad died in 2005, one of the first things his spirit asked me was, "What does worry do to enhance your life?" Well, that answer was really hard to spit out because it was nothing. In case you missed it, the bonus for module number 8 is the full Meet Your Worry Angel program that explains in detail how irresponsible and harmful worry energy is, and it will support you and teaches you what to do with the worry energy. And if you haven't listened to it, please go do it when you complete this module. Now, an example of how we can recognize burden energy through resistance is this. When we get a late notice in the mail that we haven't paid a bill, we may hold on to that energy of guilt or shame that we haven't made the payment, or the freakout energy of how are we going to pay it. That feeling of guilt, shame, or fear is an energetic burden, and we feel that resistance in our body, and that feeling is uncomfortable. The bottom line is this: anything that we focus our attention and energy on that's less than love is a burden. And we know that when we vibrate in less than love energy, we manifest life situations and relationships that we don't like as our reality. Now, we've incarnated to Mother Earth to experience this world of duality. We're here to experience all facets of existence, from joy and happiness to pain and sorrow. And our mission, our purpose, is to overcome that pain and sorrow and live a happy life based in the love vibration. And no matter what your life looks like right now, no matter what you have or have not done, it's your birthright to live a life of joy and happiness, and you have the power within you to do that. Now, we're taught not to judge, but that's how the way is opened to improve our lives. When we judge experiences as good or bad, we acquire the information we need to compare energy and choose a better vibration. Now, Florence shares with us the story of the woman whose burden was resentment. Florence spoke the word for the woman to cast the burden of resentment on the Christ within, so she could go free to be loving, harmonious, and happy. Well, this affirmation is a powerful energy container, and when it clicks with you, when it resonates with your soul, your energy shifts. Florence stated that the Almighty Superconscious flooded the subconscious with love, and her whole life changed. Now, what we must understand is that the woman didn't do this alone. Florence's unwavering, full vibration of love energy held that space with the woman to support her, supporting her superconscious to flood her subconscious with love to transmute the resentment energy. Now, Florence taught that repeating the statement or affirmation, "I cast this burden on the Christ within and go free," over and over again was like winding up a Victrola, that restating an affirmation over and over again winds us up with spoken words. Well, this is true to a degree. The energy of our planet has changed considerably over the past 100 years since Florence taught this. Now, because of technology and energetic influences outside our planet, the challenge of fear energy is different. Today, we live in an instantaneous world. Something happens on the other side of Mother Earth, and with just a ping of our cell phone, we know about it, day or night. No more Pony Express. Now, affirmations definitely support us, but rewriting neural pathways of belief and clearing negative energy truly sets us free. And this is why so many people claim that affirmations don't work. Florence held that safe space for the woman to deeply feel the shift in energy, setting her free from resentment. She held the space to rewrite that neural pathway of belief and cleared that negative energy and set the woman free. Now, through Florence's teachings, we've learned that the process itself is simple. All we need to do is shift the resistance energy from less than love to love. And we've learned that recognizing the resistance energy is key to course correcting our journey to create a higher outcome, to ultimately live our version of heaven on earth. Once the energy is recognized in our body, then we know to look at it and give it a name. We also know that no matter how painful it is when we recognize the energy, it won't get any more painful than that. And we've already experienced that worst part of the pain. Next, we know to follow the breadcrumbs of the energy to where it was birthed, naming the energies as we go and infusing everything we discover with love energy, fully rewriting that neural pathway of a belief and clearing away the negative energy, setting ourselves free. And then we can fully anchor that affirmation. I cast this burden on the Christ within and go free. This completes Module 17. Now go to the worksheet.